Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square. It's the 15th of August 2009, and the time is 5 minutes past 10 p.m. If I could ask you to tell us your name, age, and where you come from, please.
It's Malcolm Gallagher, 57, from Cowling near Keighley, West Yorkshire.
Okay, thank you. And tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another Project.
I came last year, I think, to the National Gallery, to the competition. So we'd been to see Anthony Gorman's exhibition, I think, at the Yard at White Cube 2. And then we came to this to have a look to see what was going to be on. So but I actually like Tracy Emmons as well as Anthony Gormley. So.
And what was it that motivated you to put your name forward to become a part of the project?
As soon as I found out who was doing it, I just was just waiting for that first opportunity. Just waiting and waiting for that first day. And I just put my name in and just hoped. Missed the first one and then got into the second one. And then when that email comes up, you cannot believe, you know, that you, oh, I can't believe it. Then you go cold because you think, can I do it? I do weddings, right? I've got an American car, so I do weddings. If I'd have had a wedding, I'd have had to say no, right? So everything was clear. I couldn't believe it. So, and Saturday night is a good time. Didn't need a day off work. So, great.
And what is it you're going to do when you go up there?
I was having trouble with my idea. Only on the first day I knew I was going to be having trouble with it. So I went in and told the people at work, the boss at work, that I'd got on. And he just jokingly said, you don't fancy wearing the hippo? And I said, actually, I wouldn't mind. And that sorted it out. And from then on, I built my ideas around that. So I've done it from then on and decided what I wanted to do and how we're going to do it, wearing the hippo suit.
Tell us more about the significance of the hippo suit.
The hippo suit is from Silent Night. I'm a truck driver for Silent Night. I deliver beds. So they're a great company to work for. And I'm supporting British industry and manufacturing. So it's great. It's just going to be a little bit warm in that suit, and I'm hoping I'm not going to be the first one to fall off.
So what is it you do then? So how do you get into driving, and what is it you do?
Well, I always, from being 11, I wanted to be an art student. So I got into art college, wanted to be in fashion, but fashion was away from the main college. The main thing I wanted to do was be an art student. So I did film, theatre and television. It was the first course in film, theatre and television in 1968 in Bradford. My next step after I finished college was to come to London, right? But by then, I had a girlfriend and I was into motorbikes and I was always into cars and driving. So I just carried on where I was and I just got into driving just by pleasure, actually. And took a test, and then I've been driving for nearly 30 years, I think. 30 years I've been driving trucks. Still enjoy it. Yeah, it's great. You get to see things. I went past the Angel of the North 2 days ago, which is one of the many times I've seen it, but you see everything like that, you know, so it's a nice job.
And tell us about your car that you mentioned.
I'm interested in Americana, so I have a... And this is from being 10 years old. So I wanted a 1958 or a square bird. So a 58, 59, 60 Thunderbird from being about 10. So I've got a 1958 Thunderbird convertible. And a Willys Jeep, 1942 Jeep. So I like cars.
And how do you feel? Describe what it feels like when you're driving around in it.
It's great. It's just completely different to what we've got. It's more like a boat to what they've got now, going round bends. But no, it's nice. Nice feeling. And it's geared up for as it was in 58. So no radial tyres, cross-ply tyres, so it just feels the same.
And how does it feel being a part of the One Another project, one of 2,400?
Just unbelievable. Every now and then you think about it and you think how special it is. You know, when you think of those 31,000 people applied, and a lot of people don't understand how it works. You know, when you tell people, they don't really understand the odds of getting onto this. So this is a fantastic opportunity. Can't wait. Not even nervous yet. We'll see 10 minutes before I go on.
And how would you describe the emotional journey from finding out that you'd been allocated a slot to your kind of preparation running through all the different stages?
My it's just been excitement. I mean, especially from the first night, I spent 4.5 hours on the internet looking for meerkats, and I'm thinking this is going to be a problem. But from then on, from when I realised what I was going to do, and then worked on the idea what I wanted to do, and I've done it from there, it's been great. Been great, just looking forward to it. Watching people on at various times and thinking that's going to be me. So, yeah.
And what kind of impact and reactions would you like the project to have kind of on those that
it's already had an impact. Ordinary people know about it more than any other art project. I go to different exhibitions and things, you can't talk to about it because nobody knows about it. Most people didn't know about it until most of my colleagues didn't know about it until last week when the guy got kicked off, and we got a different sort of press coverage and then they'd seen all about it and knew what I were doing then. So, but it will have a big impact. Everybody knows about it. Everybody. This is the biggest art project.
And what would you say that is the significance and importance of art to you, and you know, from the beginning when you wanted to go into fashion?
I think my first... my father was born in London, so we always came to London, and my mother took me round galleries, so I've gone round galleries from being small. So perhaps that was it. But I think art's a gift. Either you can do it or not. I've always gone round galleries, you know, so I've always enjoyed it. And perhaps if other people can, it just lifts you above. It gives you something else. You know, when you see paintings, and I've shown people paintings that they've never seen a painting before, and I've taken people into galleries and they say, I've never seen a painting before. You know, so it can lift you above, take you out of your ordinary life. So hopefully this will take a lot more people out.
And how do you think the experience might change you?
It's got to change me. I mean, I keep thinking what I'm going to do after, you know. It's difficult. I mean, you can never forget it. I'll always think about it. How many times did you get to stand on the plinth at Trafalgar Square? Once in a lifetime. For 1 hour. Fantastic. That's better than Andy Warhol's 15 minutes.
And what would you say, maybe you've mentioned already, but like, what would you say the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
That's difficult. At the moment, the wife is always the most important thing, and obviously she has to back me up in everything I do, which is hard work sometimes for her. You always have projects, right? No matter how small it is, you know, everybody has their own things that they're doing, and at the moment we've been building a garage for my toys. So we're building the garage and doing the garden, and that's been full on for the past year and a half. So we're getting close. The drive is nearly finished now, so I better put my cars in the garage soon. So that's been done mostly. I've done the water feature for the garden, so art comes into your ordinary life. always, you know, people say, what do you do, you know, and I've got an idea for a sculpture in the garden, so it goes in.
And what hopes and fears do you have for the future, if any?
Hopes just to keep on enjoying myself. Fears none now. My biggest fear was dying before I got here tonight. I would have been sick. I said, though, if I die before I get here, I'm going to be sick now. You know, because you never know when you're going to go. But so far, I've got, 3/4 of an hour. And I don't feel stressed, so I think I'll be okay. But no fears generally. Hopefully the world doesn't come to an end too quick.
So what are your closing thoughts on being part of the One Another Project here in Trafalgar Square in 2009?
God, that's difficult. I don't know. Just part of a group of 2,400. I wonder if they'll have parties in the future. Ex-plinthers parties. Which would be nice. 2,400 is not many, is it? So, no, it's difficult. Just a fantastic experience. Thank you, Mr. Gormley.
Cool, thank you very much.
Okay.